This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, I think you have to manage them regardless of Sunday or beyond. You know, I like the fact that we've got it done when we did as it relates to, every year the trade deadline is X, and this year we were able to get it done weeks before, which is good. And I know that every year presents different challenges with things like that. You know, again, we'll see how we go this week, and we'll see how we go. And again, it's never about one person or one player. It's about the team, and I thought we were in a good rhythm the other night on offense and continuing with that rhythm.
Sean McDermott today, Brandon Bean spoke as well. We plan to air his comments later this afternoon. Sal Capaccio will join us at 5 today. Tomorrow, Joe Ostrowski and Sal again. Friday, we've got a Titans guest, Sammy P, as well. Hockey games tonight and tomorrow. Picks. Fresh picks.
It's on. It's all on.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
Drake May or Mahomes this week? New England has Jacksonville in London, Kansas City at the Niners. I know. Or Darnold, if you want, against Detroit.
I would play Mahomes.
Take the rest of the week.
I would play Mahomes, I think. I'm not ready to count on the rookie, even though they're playing Jacksonville. You mentioned it, right? They did a number on the 49ers. You know, it was a different team. I'm, pretty sure of that. But I think they're finding it, Kansas City. So I even though that's a tough, San Francisco's been a little weird this year.
You just would feel like such a fool,
right?
For
yeah.
Sitting Mahomes for Drake May, and then
I am putting Darnold in for Rodgers this week. Detroit's a tough matchup, but they just lost their best defensive player, Detroit. And I would expect Minnesota's defense to, mess with Detroit a little bit. So I'm expecting maybe a tight game there. And I don't know, Rodgers has got TJ Watt, and I'm not ready to buy him playing two good games in a row.
That's a great matchup. I was looking at the Sunday night schedule. So the Steelers are home to the Jets Sunday night. They are home to the Giants next Monday night. Get to know Acrisure Stadium, everybody. Mm-hmm. And they just played on a Sunday night against Dallas at home also. So three night home games in very short span. Week 9, Sunday night is Jacksonville at Philadelphia.
Oh, that's...
Do we have to get that out of there?
Yeah, that's probably going to have to get out of there.
The best game in the afternoon is Detroit-Green Bay. That's way better.
Yeah.
Right? These AFC, these NFC North games are just so good
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
So
there was some flex action already this week, not for primetime, but a 1 o'clock and a 4 o'clock swapped spots week after next, maybe. I saw the tweet yesterday, the day before. Like that, so that's happening. Somebody wanted for their doubleheader national game a different game than they had scheduled originally.
Well, I might want to predict Jacksonville, Philadelphia. It would be like early next week when they would do that. Philadelphia is not so bad, but Jacksonville, really want to do that to America?
Yeah, no.
These complicated times.
Doug Peterson revenge game.
If he's even there,
right.
Yeah, maybe they find out. Is he going to be there? Because if he's not, we're just going to move on. Let's go to Nathan on WGR. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, first of all, shout out to Warren, PA. That's where I grew up. I'm a North Jersey transplant. I was at the game on Monday night and here in the Meadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
And the second we got to the parking lot, we could not keep anything on the tables for the tailgate. The wind was howling. Forget about any sense of having a civilized tailgate at all. I knew the second I got to that parking lot that field goals were going to be mm-hmm. not happening that Monday night. You just knew that even something like an extra point was going to be difficult. And so, you know, Monday night comes and goes, and we see Tyler Bass. He misses an extra point. He misses a field goal. But the guy on the other side, you know, we can't forget, his nickname is Legatron, and he misses two field goals. So, you know, I'm driving to work on Tuesday morning, and I'm listening to this channel on the app, and even the guys in the morning were kind of getting on Tyler Bass's case about mm-hmm. missing field goals. And, you know, I feel it too. I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I was 13 years old when Scotty missed that kick in Super Bowl 25, and my heart is still broken. And when Tyler missed it last season, you know, it was like I told my kids, this is where you earn your Buffalo Bills scars. But, you know, to suggest that the sky is falling and
I hear you. I think Monday night was a tough night to kick the football. Couple of things. My observations would be the conversation around Bass really goes back to the missed kick against Kansas City and an uneven spring and summer. Like, that was well chronicled. Like, they went into the season with, I think, organizationally more concern about kicker than they've had since this guy's been here. And I think, you know, they're bringing in kickers. Like, so they would know it was tough on kickers conditions wise on Monday night, but they're working out the former UB guy. They're working out this squatty dude from Missouri who nailed a 60-yard game winner or something last year. So they're doing their work. So they're not using the wind as an excuse there. And I don't think you should either. And furthermore, the second part of this is the missed extra point he had earlier this year where he just mishit it. That is what the missed extra point on Monday night looked like, too. Like, I know the conditions were bad and all that, but it looked like that was a pull shank, like just a iron shot you hit off the hosel playing at your Muni. And that just can't happen. Like, I don't think the wind was the problem on the missed extra point. I think he mishit it. And that's happened twice this year, and it shouldn't. It just shouldn't. So I fully support them exploring ideas.
Which they are. Right.
And if they find an idea they like, I'd be in support of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pivoting to it. It's risky because once you start down that road, sometimes you end up with a guy that ends up being worse than what you had, and you've made a bigger problem than what you had, but you can also strike gold. So they can't just sit here and do nothing.
I think he's a goner, honestly.
As soon as they find the right guy.
Sean McDermott is so careful to praise, you know, everybody in almost every situation. They literally traded for Amari Cooper yesterday, and his first words after the trade when asked about it were, I just want to say I have tons of admiration and respect for the guys we have. Like, who would even think to say that? He tries so hard to make sure you know that his heart is, like, there. He's protective of his guys in almost every situation. He did not do that with Bass, and neither did Bean today. They're both like, yeah, he knows he has to be better.
Right. He's got to make like the kicks. Yep.
Yeah. They both sounded like they knew he was already gone, which he officially isn't. Because you said, like, they're in the middle of tryouts. They just did tryouts.
A couple weeks ago.
They were kind of ready to do it then. And there's a cap penalty here. If they do make the move, if it happens that he's cut for a different kicker, which you would expect probably. So, I don't know. I almost don't even care how windy it was. They made field goals in that game, too. But I think the Bills are signaling mm-hmm. that they're there now. We'll see. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Nate next. Hi, Nate.
Hi there. I'm just calling in for the thoughts on the Cooper trade.
Good.
Personally, I love it. I never really understood the philosophy of trying to pound the ball on the run. Like, I have Josh Allen. I was listening to the game on Monday, and I forget who on the broadcast it was, and saying, like, oh, the Bills are running it more than 50% of the time. And I was thinking back to the Hard Knocks for the Giants, and, you know, their front office saying, you know, why am I paying my running back all this money if I have this quarterback that I'm also paying a lot of money to hand the ball off. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I have Josh Allen, and I'm going to pay him probably next season for a new contract that's going to reset the market, and I'm handing the ball off more than 50% of the time. I just wish it's more – run game should be more of a complement to us, not our primary tech, and I think Cooper allows us to kind of retrend more towards passing and having that threat to put up points quicker and more effectively than relying on the run game. Hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I agree 100%. I agree with every word of that. Yeah. I mean, of course, lean into Allen. That's what's made this entire summer and fall so questionable is, like, are they really not going to do that? And that's still the question I have for being top of the list is, did you always kind of think maybe, you know, wink, wink, there would be a trade? If it wasn't obvious that you were fine, this is the move you make. Even if they had been more productive in the passing game, I think this is the move you make. So, I mean, it's always fluid. You can have injuries. Somebody like Coleman can just come out of the chute and he's unstoppable. You know, more like Brian Thomas or Neighbors, you know, that can happen. And then, like, you know what? We really don't need to make this trade. We thought we might need to, but we really don't. But overall, the odds kind of pointed to the reality that they would need to make a move to add somebody. And the season that it's been, even though they're 4-2, I think sort of further that.
Yep. I'm not as worried about them leaning run. I will see as the season extends here whether they still end up, you know, over 50%. You maybe can tell by the way I'm phrasing this that I'll be surprised if that ends up happening once we get, you know, further into the season. But we are 6 games in, so it's not like an entirely small sample either. It's like a medium sample. I think different types of games will dictate different tactics, and we'll just see how it all unfolds. The bottom line, though, is whether you want to lean into your run game because of the way defenses are playing you, this is how we were talking certainly as the season began, the league-wide trends, passing numbers so far down. I think that's starting to loosen up a little bit as we've gotten into the season. So I'm going to anticipate that the Bills will sort of get with that club, but as much as you may want to lean into the run game, you still got to have guys that can win outside. And the Bills simply did not have that guy. And to me, there's no denying that if you are honest when you sit down to watch the tape and see what's happening out there, you're just not getting enough there. So go ahead, lean into the run. You still need to have a guy that can, when you need to throw it, or when you want to throw it, and you should want to throw it because of Allen, you're going to have more talent. And they went and got more talent.
Let's get John in next. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Mike, when you were saying earlier when you were doing the power rankings that, let's hold off maybe putting the Jets at 10 because they probably should have won that game. Did you mean that they should have won that game based on the calls that they got and the Hail Mary? Or, like obviously, like, those were very incredible plays. I mean, the sack on Rodgers that was called 15 yards, and then obviously, you know, it was like a play or two after they had a 40-yard rush gain or something, and they ended up scoring on that drive. And then, of course, the Hail Mary. And then, you know, we are talking about the field goals here. I mean, if each of our kickers make both of their field goals, I mean, Bass misses a field goal and an extra point. And then if the Jets kicker makes both of his, and then the Hail Mary doesn't happen, and the sack on Rodgers just remains a sack as it should have been.
Is there anything else you would consider lucky that you would also like to add to this list of things that what if they were different?
I think
no other penalties.
Bills are the better team, and I think it's like a 10-point win if we don't have to suffer those that bad call and then the Hail Mary. I think it was obvious the Bills are the stronger team.
Okay, thanks, John. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Brandon Bean today. Earlier, spoke with the media. We'll share that. We've got Sal coming up, too. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.